This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We are back. Roger Stone, we've got 4.5 minutes left. You have the floor. Your message to the dinosaur media about what Corey Lewandowski's exit means and where the ship of Trump is going in the future.
Well, I guess my main major point here would be that exactly at the time that the public attention is focusing solely on the issue of Islamic extremism, and at a time that Donald Trump's proposal for a temporary ban on Muslim immigration is becoming more and more and more popular with the American people, the media is focusing on the minutiae of Corey Lewandowski and in internal campaign politics. Now, the average voter doesn't know who Lewandowski is, doesn't know who Roger Stone is, and doesn't care. Trump's agenda is now front and center. This is a golden opportunity, I think, for him to double down. It was interesting to watch that patriot Jeff Sessions under attack from CNN saying, well, what countries would you ban immigration from? Well, during the Iranian hostage crisis, as you know, Alex, President Jimmy Carter banned all immigration from Iran, as he should have, as he was wise to do. It could be done.
Sure, she was acting like it's unprecedented. I mean, Saudi Arabia doesn't take anybody from refugee area, period. I mean, the Muslim countries don't take them. So there's this mind game that she's all shocked. Oh, my gosh, I'm the wife of the head of the Federal Reserve. How dare you say we don't just open our doors to anybody? How about she opens her house up to me? How about I move into her bedroom?
Well, you'd certainly raise your refrigerator. Look, the problem here is a pretty simple one. And that is watching these Republicans this weekend on CNN saying, well, this is unconstitutional. It may be illegal. On the other hand, I've read the statute. The president absolutely has the authority to ban any group for any reason, for any length of time.
To defend the public. That's what the country's for.
Period. There's no constitutional issues here. Now, it may have to be done on a country-by-country basis, but if you banned immigrants from Syria, from Saudi, from half a dozen other countries, I think you could address
the 14 countries he's done.
Right, exactly.
What else is going on your radar, Roger Stone?
And for those who think that this is going to recede as an issue, they don't understand Trump. This is a winner that the two-party duopoly and the political establishment despises, but the American people see the carnage in Orlando. We know that this gunman went around and scoped out several other gay clubs. Look, Donald Trump is the only candidate for president who will protect gay people, just like he'll protect all Americans. Special rights for no one, but equal rights for everyone.
And what do you make of the left flipping out over his record? Has always been pro-inclusive, pro-free market, executives, you name it. They are, as his real record's discovered, they've hit the panic mode as all the many major gay groups are now going, whoa, we were conned.
Well, and frankly, after the fact that gay marriage is now settled law, regardless of anyone's personal opinion of that, I think most gay voters are beginning to focus on security and economic opportunity. Unbelievably, the Democratic Party, which has had gays and lesbians as an important part of their constituency, a part of their coalition, certainly an important part of their donor base, has chosen Islamic extremism over the LGBT community. And I think that is outrageous, absolutely outrageous. Only Donald Trump will protect gay Americans as he protects all Americans.
Roger, we got 40 seconds left, but I'm going to be honest with you. Barring assassination, my gut tells me, I knew this a year ago, but I know it now. Trump's going to be the next president of the U.S. We just got to decide how we help get him in there. This is an amazing time to be alive.
I agree with you. I think anything is now possible.
All right, Roger, thanks for the update. Look forward to speaking to you soon. Thanks for the exclusive, StoneZone.com. Roger Stone, thank you for working so hard for America and my family.
See you in Cleveland and get your gag ready.
I'm ready. You set it up. I'm there. Thank you. Roger Stone. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. We'll be back. Stay with me.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139. If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
This is part of a live Reddit Ask Me Anything event we held last Tuesday night. We're going to air some more excerpts of it on the other side of this break, and then we've got one of our great news anchors coming in to break down the latest news and developments after that. So please stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, and this is The InfoWar.
Bilbo Dabbins is basically asked the question where he says that he wants to help us out. So we'll have somebody get in touch with you. Disastrous says, thank you for doing this AMA, Alex. Probably one of the most high-energy AMAs yet. I don't really have a question, just a comment. I used to be what you called a trendy liberal who used to watch the Young Turks and thought you were insane, that Trump was a racist and the government should take all the guns and we'd probably do better under a one-world government. But now I'm a true liberal. I believe in freedom and self-sustainability and the right of man to rule himself. I just want to say that you played a big part in my awakening, and I want to thank you for it. I suppose my point here is that people like me can be reached and changed. It just takes some time. The harshness of reality and a little bit of InfoWars.com break the conditioning.
Well, thank you. Look, I've been through that same process. I was more liberal in the modern sense when I was younger. Then I realized it was all just an attempt to put me in a cult and dominate me and make me follow what they said and what they did. A lot of what they said was true, but a lot of it wasn't. But the most important thing was it was all about what language to use and, you know, how I'm guilty and how I'm bad. And I'm a nice guy, so I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm guilty. I better do all these things. I better do what you say. But then I read deeper into the writings, and they were laughing, calling me a chump and an idiot. So I'm like, you know what? Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. You're not a liberal. Anybody that tries to attack the family or private property or tries to ally with something like radical Islam is not liberal. And look, my God, I went after Bush big time. I'm not some mainline conservative either. It's just that under Obama, with that political correctness, they've had such cover to do anything. Imagine with Hillary, if you criticize her for Fast and Furious or Benghazi or IRS Gate or whatever the new crimes are, it's going to be, hey, you just don't like her, she's a woman. I would elect a woman president in 1 second flat if they were a patriot. Just basic common sense, didn't have it out to get us, didn't want to bankrupt us to control us. The problem is that the political system doesn't let women like that or even men like that get into power. It's a constant vetting process of these people that go along to get along. So listen, I'm glad you, quote, woke up. That's only one stage of it. I'm waking up every day. My views are evolving every day as well. The point is that we're not on the establishment reservation. We're not thinking about the talking points they give us. We're looking at the world ourselves and developing our own process and our own system. And that's truly diverse. That's truly liberal.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more, Alex. That was a good answer. Let's see.
It's funny you said that because I wanted to open this up, but I got distracted doing the Facebook mentions and stuff, was just saying, look, I don't claim to have any of the answers, okay? But I've studied what the New World Order, the technocrats have said. They're very arrogant. Criminals brag. They have a plan for you and your family. Please go look at what they said. It's horribly authoritarian. It's horribly centralized. It's horribly anti-human. And understand that if you're following the modern system of right-wing or left-wing establishment garbage, you are a chump. You are under the control of a system that is totally cold-blooded and centralized. And sure, it's easy to take over with centralization. I know why the elites do it. It works. But it ends up wrecking humanity. It's a fraud. So I don't have the damn answers, but I'm telling you something. The globalists have it out for you and have written 100-plus textbooks admitting it. So I don't claim to have a certified, you know, corner on reality. All I know is history is replete with examples of people blindly trusting those that claim they have some utopia to offer them if they just give up their free will and just talk like they say and do what they say and everybody dresses the same and talks the same. We're all going to enter heaven. We're all going to enter Valhalla. We're all going to enter Nirvana. Every time you enter a god-awful hell. So all I'm saying is every metric shows humanity is in a great crisis right now. And it's only getting worse. We need a new renaissance. And all I'm saying is you're part of that renaissance, independently thinking, independently not just spewing whatever the talking points are from the establishment. It's that simple.
Yeah, I agree with you. I feel like a parent saying that constantly. But it's interesting, I think, in this context, a lot of what is happening with the Trump phenomenon is, and I keep coming back to this, is the media keeps lying about what he's saying, and they don't say the full story. They only say that he hates Muslims and he doesn't want them coming into the country. Well, that's not what he said if you take the full...
He said they stopped vetting any of them. This is crazy. We can't bring them in from a war-torn area until they fix it. Maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks, he said. Maybe a month. Stop it all until it's fixed.
Right.
Then they said he hates all... Here's an example. This judge heads up La Raza groups. This judge is involved boycotting him. This judge has people suing him. This guy shouldn't be over his court. Anybody. He should recuse himself. He goes, hey, I'm not mad at him being for his heritage. He's from Mexico. He's a Mexican. He's a Mexican national. Because the guy's declared that. Trump said, doesn't matter, the Mexicans in America that are Americans love me. They took it out of context. And granted, he says it blunt, but I figured this out about the centipede. He is setting them up. I mean, let's be honest. Let's be fair. He baits them. It's like when he comes out and goes, I don't know what's going on about the shooting and everything and how they won't bomb the oil trucks and everything. You know, it's like he's the biggest fool ever. Or maybe there's something else. Maybe he really knows what he's doing. Knowing they'll jump on it and go, oh, you say he did the shooting. He stays behind ISIS. No, I didn't say that. They just said it for him. This is the skill of the centipede.
Absolutely. So
I'm learning stuff from Trump. Because I've started doing the same thing, baiting the media. It's crazy, man.
It is crazy what they'll pick up and go after.
Because all he's saying is, why won't you bomb the ISIS trucks? And why he turned it into, he says that Obama did Orlando.
Right.
He didn't say that.
Exactly. They said it for him.
Yeah.
So this question, I think...
We're not literally saying he did Orlando. We're saying you open the door up, you allow the jihad to go on, that they keep blocking the FBI going after the people. And let me be honest. I don't think all Muslims are out to kill people, okay? It's kind of like when Christians went crazy during Inquisitions when they got these crazy fevers and they killed hundreds of thousands of people. You know, whether it was in Spain or France or, you know, it happened everywhere. But at the same time, this is the season of jihad. This stuff's going on. They can't deny it's happening. They can't deny it's unfolding. Anyway, so
exactly.
Question, I'm sorry.
Well, that's not, no, that's a good point. This question needs a little bit of a background. So when the attacks in Orlando happened, and pardon me, I'm trying to formulate this thought, but when the attacks in Orlando happened, on Reddit, there was a big major thread in the subreddit.
It's hard to talk with a big bright light in your face, isn't it?
It is. It's tough. I don't know how you do it, man.
Like we're interrogation for 3 hours, exactly. 4 hours. Go ahead.
So
when it happened, there was a big threads on Reddit.
Yeah, one of the largest subs on Reddit, which is called Our News, which is supposed to be an impartial news.
It was blocking people pointing out it was Islamic.
Exactly. It was blocking the people.
And that's one reason I'm here on Reddit. You were like, go on Reddit a month ago. There's a lot of fans on there. And I went, you know, they're just going to censor me. He goes, well, why are you on Facebook? And I said, because the war's happening there. And I go, okay, I get your point. Okay, I'm going to go on there just in case. But now they're censoring all these people that are big, you know, reporters on radical Islam, including converted Islamists. They're saying, no, this is the plan. And that's really scary. We should tell the director of Reddit and all the rest of them, really? I mean, do you want your daughter wearing a beast suit? Or do you want her having her genitals cut off? I mean, I'm serious. Then at least leave us alone to criticize what's happening and admit this guy's a jihadi. By the way, were the people on Sunday right? Damn right they were, and that's why you censored them.
So here's the question is by Mr. Picks. He says, what do you think about the censorship on Reddit? Would you say the Reddit admins are cucks? I mean, literally, just say the Reddit admins are cucks? Do you think they're cucks?
Listen, I don't follow Reddit enough. I mean, I've known about it for 10 years or whatever. I don't follow it enough to sit there and say it's evil. All I know is I've heard forever, whenever our stories are trending on Reddit, they get knocked out. I'm only coming on this stream because I'm told it hasn't been censored as much. But I think Reddit basically stifles itself. And so does Google, and so does, you know, Apple. I mean, Google's been caught in the last week. I don't want to just pick on Reddit because it's not fair. You know, we're here on this platform. It's somewhat free. But I'm saying the freedom of Reddit is the freedom of the owners of Reddit, too. I mean, cut your nose off and spite your face. I mean, what the hell is your problem if you're doing this? Google's been caught in hundreds of results on Hillary scandals, changing it where you cannot search the corruption she's involved in. And it's like this woman is a monster. But Google lives at the White House. It was founded with CIA money. And I just don't think Reddit, Digg used to, remember Digg?
Yep.
They used to censor us all the time. They're dead as a doornail.
Yep.
So just as soon as you start killing the freedom of these communities, you started killing yourself.
Absolutely.
So I think it's horrible. And I did see examples of that. We've been censored on Reddit. We've been censored on Facebook. We've been censored on things like Twitter, Real Alex Jones. And also we've had things happen where we tried to get a Google store like 6-7 years ago. We got screenshots of it in articles. And we were selling the Obama deception. They went, that's racist. We talked to our admins. We went, it's a film about he's deceived people. He's a globalist. And I made films about Bush. This film's actually about Bush, too. We don't say he's bad because he's from Africa or whatever, or part African. They just said, we don't care. You're not selling a movie putting down Obama. Man, that's cult-like. What the hell? I would never think about arresting Michael Moore because I disagree with some of his movies, you know, like his anti-gun movie. I actually agree with a lot of his 9/11 movie. But it's regardless. I mean, what world are we in where, let's just arrest Dinesh D'Souza, you know, because he made a film about Obama?
Well, what's this old adage that I think is attributed to Teddy Roosevelt, and I don't know if that's actually true or not, but... The old adage is, if you want to anger a Republican, lie to him. If you want to anger a liberal, tell him the truth.
Well, all I know is so-called modern liberals, that's a great point. So-called modern liberals are just fake pseudo-intellectuals. And then all the real liberals I know that have been smart people ever since I was, you know, knew them, they're completely just freaked out and just like, whoa, I don't know what to do. I mean, they hate the Republicans. They're like, so they see the Democrats. It's like the head of the Green Party just came out and said, Hillary's much worse than Donald Trump. Well, of course she is. I mean, she is a freaking monster, man. She's like Henry Kissinger with a vagina. You know, I mean, I hate both these people. It's like, you know, oh, she's a woman. You don't like her. I love women. I hate this thing where you just don't like Hispanics because you don't want to open border. You don't like women. It's like, My only problem is spoiling the daylights out of women, okay? Let's just get that part straight. I love women. I absolutely love women. I like women's company much more than men's. I just, I don't like Hillary because she's a frickin' war criminal, folks.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show, SimpliSafeDefense.com.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
I am a centipede asks, what can young people in their early 20s do to win the info war?
You know, I think people in their early 20s, unless they're getting an engineering degree or something like that. I mean, maybe 10% of the degrees. I talked about this 20 years ago, but now it's admitted. Only 10% of the degrees might end up making you money, might end up giving you a career where you actually can pay off the debts and be sustainable. That's been done by design. They're creating a post-human world where robots and technocracies are in control and the elites are in control of that. This is all being done, admittedly, by design. They built a world where humans aren't needed so they can slowly make us fight over resources and artificial scarcity and phase us out, and the elites can merge with machines and be gods. I'm not the one saying that. That's Google. That's Ray Kurzweil. That's all of them. I've been saying it the longest, you know, reporting on them, but now everything I put in my film Endgame 9 years ago is pretty much mainstream news. So plant a garden. And when I say all this, I'm not a perfect example. I'm giving you know, advice I wish I'd follow. Eat healthy. Be loving. Don't be Madison Avenue narcissistic, thinking you're not empowered. Know that you're part of the universe and that you truly are alive. That's a magical thing. Reach out to others. Have a purpose-driven life where you're dedicated to defending innocence and defending human liberty. And get involved as an apprentice. You know, become a carpenter. Become a person that paints cars. Become a restorer. Just start creating art. Create culture that is outside of the control of the paradigm of the left or the right, this whole fake system. And just stare up at the stars at night, and almost like a magic spell, that'll open the doors of perception in your own heart and psyche to transcend this false matrix they're building, and then we can fly and be free. I think that's the answer, is just be free.
Gregorian Chance has a pretty long question here. He says, what an honor to talk to you. He says he's a writer, and he basically says, he's basically asking, what advice would you give to a young author trying to publish his stories that are, you know, liberty-minded stories?
I would suggest that you roll around the ground soothing with power. Not being sarcastic. No, seriously. A young author trying to publish your stories. Here's the best advice I can give anybody. So many people trade their passion for glory, to quote the cheesy Eye of the Tiger song. Maybe we can play that as a segue later. But I love that it's even hotter in here at night. Wow, I'm sweating. I like it. I started out 21 years ago on Access Television. I didn't make money in radio and TV for like 3 years. I didn't care about money. I care. And it's not that money's bad. It's just a symbol of energy. It's good to show you're successful and be able to do more. It opens a lot of doors. Just money can't be your God. Money is just a tool to an end, a means to an end. But I wrote articles. I did videos. I tried to find any medium I could to put the truth out about what I believe was happening from my perspective. Not, I mean, it's some ultimate truth, but my truth. And it was successful because I had real passion. So many people get involved a few months or a few years, and they want to be the leader, and they see other people involved in whatever movement it is, and, oh, they're not perfect. They spend their time trying to manage the other people. They spend their time, again, trying to say what words to use. Conservatives and libertarians and the awakening movement has its own political correctness. Because the truth is, political correctness isn't just on the left. Yeah, we've always had orthodoxy. We've always had inquisitions. We've always had Pharisees. We've always had the elders that wanted to tell us how the cow ate the cabbage and run the show. Now, a real elder just tries to inform others to go have their own journey and be free. But these fake elders try to control the whole paradigm. And so I would ignore infighting. I would ignore orthodoxy. I would ignore what other people are telling you to say or do. And I would go with your gut, your heart, your intuition, history, common sense, your own experiences. And I would just pick a nom de plume or two, a pen name. And put out, you know, not stuff as criminal, but really radical, pure thought of what you think. Post it and put at the end of it, this is free to put anywhere you want. And don't make it territorial. And just almost watch when you give up your individual self, which I'm all about keeping your individual self, but as a practice, almost sending out imperial probe droids. Because I've done this myself with known the plumes and videos and things over the years, a little secret I'll reveal here today. That it almost has more power metaphysically when you disconnect your real name from it. But then separately also put stuff out in your real name and then quote this other person that's really you. So these are some fun things to do. And also don't just do writing. Go out and do videos. go out and just shoot things, whether it's ants crawling around the ground or whether it's, the stars at night or whether it's a political event. Just engage and do it, and everything else will fall into place.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Not a group. You developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in, because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Gladness has a complicated question. He says, hello, Alex. We know that you talk to multiple sources and that your line of journalism puts you in the know on some pretty incredible subjects. He says, I value your opinion, so please, without being overly vague or waving the question off with a look, all I know is answer. I want to ask, what do you really know and what can you tell us about alien or multidimensional life as well as advanced technology that exists now and is hidden from the public?
Wow. All right, now we're getting to good questions. Let's just go through a bunch of them fast. When I say I have a lot of amazing sources, we have amazing sources because over the years, they know we're not working for any agency or group. Though, point is, there is an agency in all groups that wants to survive and be good. and it resonates. It's spiritual. It's unwritten. It's sixth sense. So we are in the agency of people that don't want to destroy the earth. I'm in that agency. It's unwritten. There's no letters. There's no code words. It's beyond that. It's spiritual. So I do work for an agency, but not one that's temporal. And I don't mean that on a power trip. So do you. That's why they want you to choose a group, because then it all resonates within that paradigm. But we have amazing sources because we don't give the sources up. I mean, I remember Raymond Teague. He died like 3 weeks after I met with him. He'd been coming out of the show for like 18, 19 years, good friends with my dad. Got to know him, you know, after I got to know Raymond. He actually worked at InfoWars for a few years. He was a top NASA scientist. And he kept telling me, I'm going to tell you everything. We went to the moon, but it's not like you thought. We have advanced technology. And then he called me one time over to a hotel where he was picking up some family, flew in, and we had a hamburger about 2 weeks before he died. And I got there, and he said, I'm sorry, I just can't tell you. And he was dead. But he did tell me, yes, we went to the moon, but we have other advanced technology, and we were just a front broadcast to kind of cover for what was really going on because we didn't want everybody to know what we had. And this guy has, I remember his house, national security letters from the president. He was in Cambodia. And 2 weeks after we talked to him, his whole heart just blew up and he died. So people ask me questions like that. Let me tell you what the elite believe. At Bilderberg, at Skull and Bones, at Bohemian Grove, they get together and basically chant and worship to transcendentally open up gates to other dimensions to get knowledge they believe is from extraterrestrials they call angels. And they pray to these angels, and they believe they're being given advanced knowledge. And that's how 170 years ago they were coming up with mathematical equations for atomic bombs. And if you look at the Huxleys and the Wedgwoods and the Darwins and all of them who were interbred, they were saying, we'll have biometrics, double DNA helix. They wrote this like the 1850s, 160 years ago, 165 years ago. And they were having visions. I mean, this is in their own books. The liberals are like, we're scientists. And Darwin said he scientifically, no, Darwin said he had week-long hallucinations and channeled everything. And then they built what they channeled. So I don't know what's going on. It's kind of like Buckaroo Banzai when the scientist goes to the dimension and goes back all crazy and knows all this stuff. That's kind of what it is, folks. I don't know what's going on. I mean, listen, what do you call it when people like in the 1850s have visions and now our whole world's built off of it and everything they envisioned worked just like they thought? Buckley, what's that sound like to you? I don't know. You don't get a long, convoluted answer. Have I seen little green men? Absolutely not. Was I driving back from our ranch in East Texas when I was 6 years old? My dad said, look at that. And there were stealth fighters. These stealth fighters that painted up green, flying like three of them right over the cornfields. And I mean, it was like, my dad's like, look at that. It's like, they're just cruising like 500 miles an hour. You know, and then 20 years later, they declined. I mean, you know, God knows what's going on, man. They've got viruses they can inject in you in a vaccine that reprogram your whole brain now. They admit that. I was told that 20 years ago by sweaty NSA guys who were like, here's the documents. The Scientific Atlantic has a cable box, and it's watching and listening on the AI computer. And it was like all later came out as real. I mean, you know, and they've got all these systems, and they've got over-the-horizon future-predicting systems. Google's an AI. And you watch the guy in the parking garage drive off in a $150,000 Mercedes. You know, it's you know, you're like going, hey, I'm on TV. Look, here's the cable box. And you break it open on TV, and it's got a microphone and camera in it. You go out the parking lot, there's guys from the Army that beat you up. This has been my life. Of course, I beat them up, too. But the point is that I don't know, okay? I don't know. All I know is what you're being told isn't the reality. And it goes way beyond Rachel Maddow and you know, all those people on Fox News.
That's a pretty huge subject. Mo Reese says, Alex, I'm a longtime fan. Thanks for dedicating your life to sharing information to preserve liberty. Every journalist, reporter that I've ever talked to has encouraged me to pick one specific topic to blog about. What topic can I talk about and report on that is important but hasn't had much light shined on it that would be a valuable asset to the resistance? And the second part of the question is, will we ever see a return of the days where a family can be raised on a single income? That's an interesting question.
Everything was designed to take us off a single income, to end the family as we know it, make us totally unresistant so they can be assimilated into the globalist hive. And answer the end part first, into the outdoor. What was the first part?
The first question was, what is a specific subject to blog about that would...
I disagree with that. You know, I think you tend to get more attention if you have a blog about one subject on the surface. But more importantly, don't just blog. Go out, take photos. Go out, interview people. Doesn't matter how high-tech it is. Have it be multimedia, number one. And it's not that hard. You know, write your article, but also take a few photos or take somebody else's photos or collaborate with somebody. But I, you know, a whole field that I wish I focused more on, I wish other people would focus more on, is chimeras. I mean, 20 years ago, I would read about gestating humanoids in utero on military facilities across the world, growing humanoids inside cows, growing humanoids inside pigs, growing humanoids inside sheep, things like that. And it was admitted with government contracts was being done, but there weren't photos, there wasn't video. I mean, quite frankly, if I knew one of these facilities was nearby, but they keep them hidden, that's the kind of thing where there's a Pulitzer Prize, you get in and you show that. Okay. And now, though, they're getting ready to roll it out publicly, so this window will be closed soon to get real attention. Because once they roll it out and make it no big deal, then it's just accepted. Well, of course they're growing humans. Of course. But imagine we have all these little symbols on shampoos and colognes and shaving creams that say, you know, this was test-free. No animals were tested on the creating of this. Well, what about where you splice animals and humans together and then do medical tests on the embryos or even the born young of those, which they're doing, and then there's no debate about it because it's all kept behind closed doors. So I would say genetic mutations, chimeras, what's going on these farms. MIT headline 6 months ago. You know, on hundreds of farms, humanoids are gestating inside animals. That's what I've been telling you forever. But there it was. And then suddenly all these articles are like, yeah, we got mutants growing, but it's no big deal. Just make sure we have the tranny bathrooms in. Oh, you're afraid of trannies. I'm like, no, I don't care about trannies. What I care about is the chimeras. They go, shut up, homophobe. I go, but what about the chimeras? Do they have any rights? And they go, we have a sticker on our shampoo that says no bunny rabbits got tested on. We're good people. You're not. And you just kind of go, but as a human, do you care about this? And they just go, last time I heard H.G. Wells died a long time ago, there's no island of Dr. Maru. So that's a subject. They have vaccines coming out that reprogram your brain with viruses. They have all this garbage. I mean, there's so many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of different topics that are out there. That's a good question.
Millennial for Trump says, hi, Alex, two questions. If possible, I've been a big fan lately, but it's been harder to get my Fox News-loving parents on board. My mother wants to know if you or your team have any plans to do any mainstream media news appearances in the near future. And his second question is, are your epic rants pre-planned? If not, can you give us a, we are breaking the conditioning, for old time's sake, as if you were talking to Carl the Cut?
No, unfortunately, the rants are not planned. But there was almost some today that were not planned. That would have been too out of control to actually have. No, the rants are a physiological expression of stress that I do not wish to engage in and that I work as hard as I can not to engage in. Let's say this. People ask me all the time, is your show fake when you blow up? And most of the time, I'm already pissed. I let the dog go. I let it off the leash. So it's not fake, but I let myself do it. So let's say 5% is fake, you know, because, but sometimes it's not fake. Sometimes there's no control. And that way goes madness. If you really want to get out of breath, Buckley, am I fake on there?
No, hey, you're too real, actually. That may be part of the problem. I don't know. Alex is just as visceral and real as, you know, as any of you got, anybody out there. That's why he's such a singular figure here in media, is that nobody else does what he does. Everybody else is reading off of a teleprompter, like right
now.
Is
it too damn insecure?
Exactly.
They're spacewalking into eternity. Why not just go with it?
But they're also being controlled. There's, you know, Roger Ailes is sitting there looking at everything that's written on Fox News and saying yes, no, yes, no, no, yes, you could do that.
He does. God, what a horrible job.
And
how the hell does he do that at 80 years old? Jesus Christ.
Exactly. So nobody, there are very few people in the news, should I say, they get to ask the questions that are outside of the paradigm. And so, you know, it's been proven that the Department of Defense and other arms of the government, they put out press releases and then they just distribute this stuff, you know, and it they say it word for word. You've seen the Conan O'Brien, or I don't know,
some shows all the newscasts.
Exactly.
Daily Show does it too. Exactly. Well, here's the deal. The weird thing is,
verbatim,
95% of the Pentagon disagrees with the propaganda put out by the Pentagon.
That's true.
People say, well, you say the Pentagon's corrupt, but you say they're great people. That's the paradox. The people in there are the most awake because they live in the bull factory.
Exactly.
But then the elites are on top using its name to put it out, knowing it's respected. And they're just sitting there going, ah, you know. And I finally figured that out about 10 years ago because I used to, you know, I didn't figure that out until about 10 years ago. And the minute I figured that out, people really started clicking then.
Yeah. And, I mean, we talked to tons of people like William Binney from the NSA and lots of people that came from that world that give us the insight that the vast majority of people are not down with the programs that are being instituted.
The globalists are all about giving disinfo and controlling access. No one is given more disinfo than Barack Obama. I guarantee you, Barack Obama was given the information I'm given every day from all these different groups. I mean, it's sick. If he was given all that intel, he wouldn't be doing what he's doing. That guy, his whole life has been kept in like an incubation chamber. Fed horse.
Yeah, well, how could you?
That's why I'm not even against Obama. You got to feel sorry for anybody that doesn't tune into reality and how big this paradigm is and the universe. I'm like spacewalking into eternity. It's like the universe is like, the Earth's like this big back here. I just want to try to get humanity to be free because that's where my ancestors are from and my progeny. But I've already transcended all this. I'm just like, what the hell is going on here? You know, I mean, it's just ridiculous, luckily. And I'm not even saying I'm that great of a person. Any primitive person had transcended. They would go to, like, primitive people all over the world and go, I'll give you all this money for your land. And they go, but the fish are in the land. I'm happy. I don't want it. It's little starving villagers in Africa are more happy than trendy kids here in Austin, Texas. It's just this modern system has empowered us in many ways, but we're losing our souls in the process. And all I want to do is have you be empowered. And people go, oh, that's really cheesy. He wants me to get ahead. See, in that is the essence of failure. I really want you to succeed. I really do.
So,
because interdimensionally, just in a spiritual sense, this is not some book, I know it. When you start falling, I start falling with you. When I watch you falling like a star, burning up, your soul dissipating, what you could have been, failing, the seed not sprouting, when there's unlimited potential in the universe, I groan under it, okay? And I'm not somebody special. That's a normal spiritual need, is to see others lifted up. You don't get ahead being a cock. You don't get ahead being an arrogant bastard. You don't get ahead keeping others in the dark and screwing them over. And please don't take my confidence and aggression as arrogance. I'm not arrogant. I'm nobody. And the fact that I'm not even that strong, but I stand out amongst other people shows how sick we are. The truth is, I'm just primitive enough to not care. And I'm telling you, the beginning of freedom is not caring what trendies and the establishment think, whether it's Republican PTL board, your fake church, or some liberal LGBT group you're in. If they want to make you conform and dominate you, it's because they're empty souls that want to rule. Souls that have already been dominant and powerful want to see others be strong, not dominate others. And what we don't need is a bunch of miscreant, fallen people trying to lead us into the next level. This is not going to happen. They're going to lead us into hell.
So what you're saying is that you want to make America great again?
I want to make humanity free again, and I want to see my grandchildren live 1,000 years. It's very doable. You look at the science we have now, it's like magic to folks 100 years ago. It's like God to people 1,000 years ago. It's like beyond God to people 5,000 years ago. 10,000 years ago, they couldn't even comprehend it. We are on the cusp, and I don't want it for myself. I love my ancestors. I love my progeny. I want to see us together in the future doing some amazing stuff. Well, when people have become whatever these amazing, you know, creatures we already are and are going to be, look back and say, here's to the founders.
Yep. You want to be the giant that everyone's standing on their shoulder. That's true. Absolutely. And that's, you know, I think about how this country was built and all the people that worked so hard and all the ideals.
If we're not just envious and petty pieces of shit, we're going to go all the way. The whole way. The species is going to do the whole way. Things we can't even imagine, Buckley. But we just can't be greedy bastards and look down on weaker people than us and keep them in the dark so we can rule over them. They're not meant to be ruled over. They're meant to be empowered and lifted up.
Absolutely.
And we lift ourselves up when we do that.
Yep.
It's the ultimate destiny.
I agree with you. And I think that's one of the things that people are responding to with Trump is that he's sort of exemplifying that ideal. If you go back and you read his books and you look at all the people that have worked with him, you know, for instance, the woman that was the manager architect of his buildings back in the 70s.
He's not perfect, but he's an animal. He's a man that wants prosperity. He isn't out to get people, but he wants prosperity. He's aggressive. He's got his own issues, but he's not someone that wants to sabotage humanity. That's why they hate him. That's why they want to destroy him. He's never been part of their club. He's not out to get anybody. That's why they hate him.
Yep.
Absolutely. He's a fan of humanity. That's what they hate, Buckley.
Yep. Absolutely. Reynolds from Colorado says, longtime listener. I started to wake up from your show and Ron Paul's campaign. Awesome stuff. What do you have to say to all the good Americans who believe that you're controlled opposition?
Okay, I'm controlled opposition. Now the excuse is done for you. You're better than me. Go on and save us. It's total horse manure. I'm a total independent own self, and I just promote private property, family, pro-human activities, life extension, free market. I just want us to be successful, and I stand against any groups that try to centralize control. And, I mean, those questions have to come, but they're just so cuckold. They're just so in their own world, you know. Honey, what do you say about controlled opposition? You know, what does that even mean?
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Took it all away.
In a beautiful green outfit. Let's get her over on
air. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest that is joining us, Leanne McAdoo. She's one of our intrepid reporters. She is super insightful and is a wonderful person.
And looks very nice wearing that green outfit. I like the little bracelet.
Thank you. I just got done recording the B block so I could come sit in here with you.
That's right. To be clear, in T-minus 10 minutes, the nightly news starts at Infowars.com and at PrisonPlanet.tv. But go ahead. We're live.
I will be in two places at the same time.
Ooh,
you guys already talked about all the good stuff, the aliens.
I don't know. Here's a really good question. MAGA Navigator says, Alex, I love your work. Thank you for taking time from your day to join us. Now as to my question. What is your opinion on the Trump-Kissinger meeting? The meeting with Kissinger disturbed me. Kissinger is a major league New World Order puppeteer, and he should be in prison for war crimes and genocide.
I totally agree. And we shouted him down. Our reporters did, Rob Dew and others, Josh Owens and Paul Watson, there just a few days ago in Dresden, Germany. And a few weeks ago, we had that Kissinger meeting. We talked about it, and it came out that he disagreed with Kissinger in the meeting, disagreed with James Baker in the meeting, but he did meet with him. And that's why they've come after him even more. Remember, Newt Gingrich was endorsing him? They offered him $200 million, Sheldon Adelson, the casino owner, and Trump wouldn't take the money. So now notice Gingrich is against him. I don't expect purity. Nobody's pure. I'm not perfect. It's too hard to even figure out what I'm doing the next minute. But if Trump starts going along with these guys, then I'll have a problem. If he picks Newt Gingrich as running mate, I'll be concerned. But so far, we haven't seen that. And so I don't have a problem with him. He said he'd meet with Kim Jong-un. He said he'd meet with the Iranian leaders. And he's like, oh, how dare you meet with him? No, he says he'll meet with anybody in power to try to make us free and great again. So that's where I stand on that. I care about what Trump does, not who he meets with. What do you think, Buckley?
I think that's a great point. I mean, it's ironic that in the aftermath of this Orlando shooting that Hillary is out banging the drums and saying he doesn't have the temperament to be presidential. And that's a perfect example of it, is meeting with somebody that he disagrees with vehemently, but yet still being able to, like, sit down with them and be in the same room and see what they're, you know, what they're
doing. I want your comment, Liam. I always had this. I was shocked when he agreed to meet with Richard Haass of the CFR. Mm-hmm. But then a week later, Haass came out and badmouthed him everywhere and said the meeting was horrible and Trump's an idiot. So Trump meets with him and tries to convince him, why are you effing America over? And then they come out against him. So,
well, for me, it goes back to early in the race when there was still like 17 people in the race. And I was on the fence for a lot of things, but Trump, it seemed, was just collecting these enemies. And they were all the right enemies, you know. Every single time one of them would pop up and attack him, I'd go, God, I'd love for that guy to attack me.
The Bushes. Right.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. You know, it's polarizing. He's just focusing on what his office.
He's like, why should I fight with Putin? Putin says you're a genius. When I go, how dare you call me a genius?
Well, of course he's going to have meetings with these globalists because now they see that the people are behind him. They can't stop him. So I was actually, at first, I was like, why is he meeting with them? But then it's kind of like, I feel like, really, like they're slithering in going, you're going to need to join us or we're going to, I hear your daughter's pregnant. You know what I'm like? Like, he loves his family.
It is a respect thing, though. He's meeting with the mafia dons and being respectful. Oh, they kill him. He knows right. He knows how all the mojo works. I mean, it's
and he loves
stuff.
His family. That's why you see a lot of like Secret Service guys, people, special forces. They don't tend to have families, children, and stuff because that makes them a target. They'll come after their family because they know they love them so much, and so it makes them weak. And that was for me. It kind of frightened me, but.
the Genesis Communications Radio Network.